Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I am here with Colt with a C, not a K. Unfortunately. Colt, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming.
I am so excited to be here because this has been a long time coming.
I know.
With a K.
With a K. Well, do you want to explain how we met?
Oh my God. So I am new to this influencer world. I still don't really consider myself an influencer. I'm more of like a Kimfluencer. Like, I influence the world to love the Kardashians as much as me.
No, you, in my eyes, like, you are my E-News.
Oh my God, that's like epic.
No offense, but like, I go to your stuff more than TMZ, any of them.
Well, I think that's the fun part about TikTok is it evolved into we're our own networks. Like,
no, literally.
My channel, Gay Man with a Spray Tan, is all Kardashian, so you know what you're going to get.
And TikTok is news.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's accurate, but I'm
with me, I try my best, but yeah. I do inform everyone when I spread misinformation.
Okay.
I'm the first to say that was not my best video, but hey, we're going to clarify.
Okay, yes. So we met, ironically enough, at our
at a Kardashian event.
Yes, my first ever major, major event with like actual influencers and celebrities. Like I was gagged. Yeah, I've never experienced anything like that in my life.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, that was definitely my first Kardashian event. I feel like it was everyone's first Kardashian event because when did they ever do that?
Right?
It was basically they were having their press day for their new show and we got invited. I don't know why I was invited. I get why you were invited. I'm not even going to question it. But I stand the Kardashians. Anyway, it was at the Nobu Hotel, which is like right next to the Nobu restaurant in Malibu. And it was the most stunning thing I have ever been to or seen in my entire life. And the entire family was there.
Yep.
And they had every room in the hotel was like a museum per sister.
Yes. I know, like Kendall Jenner had her bar. Yeah. Chloe had the gym. Kylie's glam room. Kim had her closet.
And she had her Met Gala dress.
Yes.
The Versace. What's the Versace?
There was a Versace. And there was the Balenciaga all black. And I, see, as like the biggest super fan, like that's where this all stemmed from for me starting TikTok. As just, I genuinely am like, I orgasm over everything they do.
Well, you literally won Kim's biggest fan.
And I was like, this was 6 years ago. Well, technically it was 7 years ago we filmed. We had to wait 9 months for the episode to air.
And where, what was the network?
ABC. And, so the Kardashians are back on ABC.
Explain this to me. So how did this happen?
Okay, so Kim just tweeted. She's like, I'm going to be on this game show. I need to compete against my biggest fans.
And you're in Nebraska.
In Nebraska. I'm in college. I'm like, there's just no way I'm her biggest fan. Like, there's just probably so many more super fans than me.
Oh my gosh.
I just sent in a video. I said, screw it. I'm just going to send it in. And they loved me. My audition video, I posted to TikTok. It was just like me just obsessing hard. And I went through all the rounds of casting. And then, boop, I'm in LA to meet Kim Kardashian, which I manifested that. I mean, prayed. I said, when I ever meet Kim Kardashian, can you please make it memorable for the both of us? And you cannot tell me a game show, Celebrity or Superfan, that I won the title is not memorable.
Get out.
With the cat.
So they flew you out. And what was the show?
So it was based off of a Jimmy Kimmel skit or sketch on his show.
Okay.
So he produced Big Fan, which was Celebrity or Superfan. So it was Aaron Rodgers, Matthew McConaughey, Kim Kardashian, and Kristen Bell. So those are the four episodes.
Okay.
And it was just four super fans were flown out. Three made it to the show. So the whole time you're like, oh, I might not even get to be on the show.
Oh my gosh.
But once I knew I was on the show, I was like, oh, I won. Like there was just, I manifested this. Like this is my moment.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. So I want to backtrack a little. You grew up in Nebraska.
Yes.
In a small town.
4,000 people.
Amazing.
One stoplight and the McDonald's shut down, honey.
Get out.
Yes. I'm from a small, small town.
Okay. I'm from Indiana, but I'm from a college town. So it's more than that.
Okay.
Bloomington, where IU is. I don't know if you're familiar at all, but I understand growing up in a small town, or at least anywhere but LA and moving to LA. So tell me, how did you end up moving to LA? I know you just mentioned you have a twin brother.
Yes.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
What's it like growing up with a twin?
Well, complete opposites. I was just like, he was the athlete, like pretty much the star child. And I was kind of just like, oh, what am I going to do? Like I was on Vine in high school. I got like 70,000 followers on Vine.
Wait, that's a lot.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like a Nebraska celebrity.
Yeah. Especially your town.
Yes. So everyone was like, oh my God.
You had all 4,000 people following you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And more.
Mm-hmm, honey, now I got a million and it is amazing. So it's crazy. But so I was just kind of doing whatever I could like do, but I always just loved the Kardashians. And so it's funny because he was always kind of like the star kid. And my mom would be like, now more people ask me about you. Like, you're Vine. Now, then I come here and then it's like, oh shit, now TikTok's blown up. So it's like continued. So I love it that it's kind of like, you had your moment. Now here's mine.
You know, I kind of relate because my brother, I don't have a twin, but I feel like sports are so idolized in
a million percent
and in like anywhere but LA. Mm-hmm. That's just what people resonate with. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it because like people don't care about
and
the Kardashians.
All they have,
like people
though.
Here do. Yeah. That's all they have.
It's their entertainment.
But it's hard when you're like the creative kid or you want to do big things. Like it seems everyone dumbs it down and they're like, aw.
Yeah.
Like so-and-so wants to move to LA.
Yep.
Like that'll ever happen. And they kind of ridicule you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is your experience, but I feel like people thought it was weird that I wanted to go to fashion school. They thought it was, I always got weird energy about my hobbies and my interests. And then all of a sudden everyone wants to be my best friend.
Exactly.
Once I have, you know.
Well, I think the thing is,
people following.
They don't have the information to understand.
Exactly.
Until they see the success.
Yes. Or they don't want to believe it. Yeah. Or they don't want to.
That's not possible. And you know what it comes from? Every single person had a dream that they never went after.
Wow.
And so when someone says, I want to go do this, I want to be the next Kardashian, like, good luck. You're not going to do it. But it's like, no, I'm not taking no for an answer. So I did it.
Well, it's easier to almost be pessimistic.
Yes.
Almost be like, well, good luck with that. Or, oh, so-and-so wants to move to whatever. Yeah. But that's really interesting. Yeah. So were you close with your brother growing up?
No, we were like hated each other.
Get out.
Yes. Like, but now we're like super close.
No way.
Yes.
Where did you go to college?
So he went to Lincoln. I went to Omaha. So I stayed in Nebraska, but I was like, I need my own space. Like, but they're 45 minutes apart. So, but he was, like athlete, went for track, did this. And I was just like, I just want to do my own thing. And I thrived so hard in Omaha. It was like the best decision.
Get out. What'd you study?
Journalism, media communication with an emphasis in creative media. And then I just was like, I want to model. So I started doing modeling, and that led into hosting Omaha Fashion Week, the first ever red carpet correspondent, the nation's fifth largest fashion event. Oh, like we did it. I really did it.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
So I kind of just capped out. And then once college was done, it was like, there's no more pushing off moving to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you became a Kardashian fan, did the rest of your family have any interest or in the Kardashians at all? Or were they like, cool, shut up?
I think everyone was just like over it, because when I obsess over something, it's like all I care about, all I do. Like, everything stems from the Kardashians in my life of like, oh, I love that they did that. Or, oh, they tried that product. I want to try that product.
Yeah.
Like, it's just my passion. But I remember my brother, one of my older brothers, loves Elvis.
Wait, how many siblings do you have?
There's 5 kids total.
Get out.
Yes.
Okay, explain.
So my sister Lauren, who she lived in LA for 2 years, were the closest ever. Like, she's like my biggest inspiration.
How
like
old
I
live is she?
For her. She's like 32, 33 now.
Okay.
And then I have another brother, Drew.
Okay, how old is he?
He's 31.
Okay.
No. Maybe my sister's 34. I know my brother Jed just turned 30. So he's the middle child.
Okay.
And then it's me and then my twin brother Jake. I'm 7 minutes older.
And how old are you?
26. I just turned 26.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. I'm 27, you guys. I just turned 27.
Okay, you're 27. Okay, so you have so many siblings.
Yes.
And you were close with Lauren.
Mm-hmm. My brother was obsessed with Elvis.
Oh, your brother's obsessed with Elvis. The older brother.
My middle brother, Jed.
Oh, you're Jed.
I'm like, and my sister was obsessed with Elvis first.
Really?
Yes. But my family was okay with that. I'm like, why can you be accepting of someone loving Elvis? But when I want Kim Kardashian half naked on my wall, like, it's like weird.
Wait, I'm dead.
I'm like, yeah, maybe they were like, maybe this our kid is straight because it's Kim on the wall. But no, I was just like gagged over how gorgeous she was. Like, I wanted to be her.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And would you watch like every episode?
Every episode, every spinoff, every week. Like, I was to the point my parents had to get a second DVR because I watched reality TV too much.
No.
Yeah, so I had my own DVR of just everything I could record. And I mean, I watched everything from VH1, E, like reality TV. I thought that was what's gonna make me. I mean, it did make me as a human, but like I thought I'd go on reality TV. I was close a couple times.
I mean, you'd be great on reality TV.
Now I
wouldn't. You need your own show.
I would need my own show.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was so close to get on Big Brother, like flown out and done everything. I remember.
What?
I was one round away, a couple rounds away.
No.
From Big Brother season 20.
Oh my gosh, you were born to like be a star.
And get this. So I have a gay brother.
Okay.
I mean, my family life, like this is crazy, but I have my oldest brother is also gay.
Okay.
And I auditioned for America's Next Top Model. I was one round away from getting on Niall's season that won. And so I was going to audition again. And I was like, I'm going to come out on America's Next Top Model. Like, I was like, this is my moment. Like,
Colt.
Yes. But I obviously, then he came out and I was like, well, I have to just come out now. I'm not going to wait for something else. Like, here's my moment.
Wait. The guy on America's Next Top Model?
No, my brother came out.
Oh, your brother came out.
So he came out first. And then I told my parents.
To your family.
Like, yeah. I was like, me too.
Wait, after he came out, you were just like, me too?
I was like, it's me, I don't have much to say because I am too, so.
How did your parents react, or your family?
I think it's just the Nebraska mentality. Like, now, no, we don't even discuss it. Like, it's not even a thing. But I think at first, like, this was when I was 19, so 2015, I don't even know. Do the math, I'm 27, you guys. But, yeah, they were just kind of like, it was just like weird for them to understand it. Like, I feel like any parent. But now it's like, it's not even a thing.
Okay. Had you and your other brother that came out, did you guys?
No, never discussed.
You never discussed. Mm-mm. Wow.
I think that's though, like, the mentality everyone has. Like, you just, if you speak it, then you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
If you don't say anything, it's like, okay, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was comforting knowing someone else in your family was going through something similar.
I mean, I was just, I'm so thankful he had to go through all the pressure to actually do it. Because I don't think I would have done it.
Yeah,
I was
you were just going to like, me too.
I was just going to, yep, I'm going to go I mean, move to no, LA.
But still, that is like a huge yes. thing to do, so, whether you're with your brother or not.
Yes, it is a big, main thing. I'm hoping one day people don't have to. And I think we're getting to that point.
Yeah.
It's so like, oh, who cares? But yeah, it was
especially here in LA. Lot. I literally forget that it's even a thing that, sometimes.
Don't you feel that? I'm like, when I go back, I like get anxious and like I feel like, ugh, like this is not the place I want to be yeah. because there's still those, oh, you can't do this or there's that. Whereas I go looking like this, I'm tan AF. Like my mom was like, why do you have to get a spray tan over Christmas break? I'm like, I got a spray
You're
tan
like,
before
that's
I'm
my
coming.
Username, babe.
I need to get a spray tan for Christmas. Like I can't be going to church pale. Yeah. Like we have to get a spray tan. So it's just those things where it's like my norms are now, but I'm happy. It's like I proved that these are my norms.
Wow. So and like, are you still close with all
yeah,
of your
everyone,
siblings?
Yep. Super close.
That is amazing. Yeah. What's it like growing up with that many siblings?
You know, as the youngest, are you the youngest?
I'm the oldest.
Okay. See, but like, I would never even know what it would be like to be the oldest sibling.
Yeah, that's crazy. That
so,
you're like
and it was
kind of
like, I didn't really talk to my older siblings just because we were such a different age bracket. Uh-huh. But I always had my twin brother. So it was kind of just like, even though we didn't hang out all the time, we always had each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it was
like
kind of just,
down.
Yeah, it was like, oh, like I remember I would be always the twin that would be like, I have to go pay the lunch dues because Jake's not going to do it. Yeah. So like I took that like he was like the protector and I was like the doer.
OK. Did you have completely different friend groups? I feel like you were a social
oh, yeah,
butterfly.
With, well, there were 70 kids in my grade. So.
So you knew everyone.
But he was with the boys. I was with the girls.
OK.
Yeah. But I think I changed friend groups quite a bit, too, just because you just hop around.
Did
I'm a very
ever...
like loyal.
OK. Did you ever set your brother up with any of your girlfriends?
No.
He probably loved you hanging out
oh,
with
yeah,
so many
did.
Girls.
I'd be like, Jake, you're so embarrassing. Like when my friends would be downstairs and he'd come over. But no, never. Yeah, he really just did his own thing. We just kind of just for sure just did our own thing.
I feel like too in like growing up in high school, like you're so busy with all the activities
yeah.
and stuff. Like I was not nearly as close with my brother until mm-hmm. like we graduated
100%.
High school and I moved out. And then I was like, I kind of miss him.
Right? Because no, I'm like closest with all my siblings now.
Yeah.
So that's good.
It's the coolest thing. That's amazing. You guys are literally like a little Nebraska Kardashian family.
No, I genuinely I joke, I say we're the Kardashians of my town.
Oh, yeah.
Like 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
The Paulsons,
okay.
honey.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now.
And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge. But one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
How did you end up in LA?
I just dreamt of it. Like, I felt like you just have a calling. Like, every time I would fly here for, like, I visited my sister, I just felt like I'm supposed to be here. When I flew here for the game show with Kim, it was like, just, this is where you're supposed to be. So every time it was like, this is home. So I just wanted to move here.
Was your sister in the entertainment industry?
She did comedy. She did. Oh, wow. Yeah, she did some comedy shows. She found Zumba here. So she's a Zumba instructor.
Oh,
Zumba
jammer.
She's like the most iconic human being on the planet.
Wow.
Swear.
I would
more
love
iconic
to take
than
her
me,
Zumba.
And that's like really tough.
That's amazing. Yeah. And does all of your family, do they keep up with all your content?
You know, I think they do and they don't. I think I post every single day. I could not imagine. To be honest, that weirds me out. Thinking about my mom just scrolling on my page. Like, I'm the type of person, I don't post for my parents. I don't post for anyone I know. I don't even post for the Kardashians. Like, I post for the super fans, and that's what keeps me going. And I think that's why my content is so consistently the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is probably, like, why you blew up.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about, what does someone like me want to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Which is genius.
It's a Kardashian safe space.
Exactly.
I would trademark it, but you know Kris Jenner would.
Yeah, for
She'd
sure.
She'd come for me.
So how old were you when you moved to LA?
Right after college. So I was 22.
22. Okay, 22. Amazing. And then you land in LA. What are you doing?
Nothing. Me and my sister and my mom came out before, found a place, which was the most traumatizing experience of my life.
Why?
No, you couldn't see anything. I come here planning to plan. Like, I'm going to be moving in 2 months. I need it. They don't care. They want right now, then, then. We saw one apartment, and that's the one I ended up going with in Burbank.
Oh, my gosh, in Burbank. Okay. And then did you get a job, or what were you doing?
I found a job when I moved here. So I came here with no job, and very lucky that it was quick. But I'm, like, not the type of person to just, like, fiddle fart. People say that. I'm like, wait, now that I say
maybe
that.
Maybe that's a Nebraskan thing.
I think so. I don't know. But I applied for Bloomingdale's, which I had no idea what Bloomingdale's
was. That's right.
And then I applied for Guess.
Okay.
I got an interview the same day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to be the next Anna Nicole Smith. Like, this is how delusional I am. People say I'm delusional all the time, but you have to be.
Yeah, you have to be.
But I was like, I want to work at Guess. I'm going to be the next Anna Nicole Smith. I'm going to be on billboards. Like, I'm going to do it.
People said that about Kim.
Yes, and look at her.
Yeah, look at her.
Yeah. But I ended up going with Bloomingdale's because it's a department store, and it was easier for people to pick up my shifts if I didn't want to show up.
and it was great. That is so fair.
And I worked in women's denim.
Okay.
And then a couple, like, months in, Good American. So I was, like, obsessed, and, like, this is it. Like, I chose the right decision.
So were you a sales associate?
Sales associate.
Okay.
The best sales associate.
Oh, I'm sure. Did you get commission?
They don't give you shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would, like, what denim brands do you recommend?
So it was premium denim. So I learned all these new brands. Like,
give us the tea on denim.
I had no clue about designer clothes.
So, like, Joe's, Paige,
so
Frame.
Our store had Paige, Seven for All Mankind, Rag & Bone, very popular. Good American, which I love how Good American is having their moment because no one was purchasing it.
I'm wearing Good American right now.
The best denim ever.
That's the best denim I've ever had.
Ever. And I really wish that when they first launched, but that's the thing with the Kardashian brand. Like, you have both sides of the stick of, like, the obsessed and the I'm not supporting.
Yeah.
But the denim speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. So that's my favorite denim to promote. It's amazing. I love Paige. It's stretchy, super stretchy.
Super stretchy. I love Paige as well.
And then we did have Levi's.
Oh.
Which were popular at the beginning and then gone. No one wants hardcore denim.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not as stretchy.
No, it's 100% cotton.
Yeah. Okay, so were you starting TikTok while you were at Bloomingdale's?
So TikTok did not come till after the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I hit 10,000 followers October 2021.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's been just over a year. I'm at 1 million, which is insane.
Congrats,
and
by the way.
It's well deserved. Thank you. Oh my God.
It's really well deserved.
But I've been posting every day. I still have not missed a day of posting. Like, I'm just consistent.
Okay. I want to talk all about that. So when you started TikTok, were you like, I'm treating this like a job, I have to post every day?
I didn't start that way because it was kind of just like, oh, whenever there's something to talk about, I'll talk about it. Or like I'll create, like I started out with useless Kardashian history where I would just give all my knowledge. And I think that's where it stemmed from. I was always like, I need to add value because you're going to talk about a headline but not know what you're talking about at all. Because people will make a comment about the Kardashians like, that's incorrect. It was actually Courtney and Kim Tick New York, not Courtney and Kim Tick Miami. Like I was the one to be like, that's wrong.
Got it.
And I get so annoyed with that because as a fan, it's like, if you're going to speak on them, speak on them correct.
Yeah, it needs to be a fact.
Yes.
Okay.
So it started out like that, where I was just posting to kind of see what hit. And when I started doing rating the Kardashians' hair colors,
okay,
my first million view video, I rated the Kardashians with blonde hair.
Like all of the girls?
Yes.
Okay, what was number one?
Well, I rated like different pictures of Khloé, like 8 pictures of Khloé, 2 pictures of Kim, like, or it was just like, but the reason it was so viral was because I never said a negative thing. Like it was always like, Kim is so gorgeous. She's a Kimtastic out of 10. Like I was just like gasming over the Kardashians. Yeah. And people loved it. People hated it. And it was just like, this guy's just, but hey, I'm still here.
I feel like you stand out so much. Yeah. And you are, that's the one thing I love about you is because you're doing essentially pop culture, but it's so positive.
Yes.
And it really is. It's factual, it's positive, and it's funny, mm-hmm. and it's entertaining. And I feel like so many people use TikTok in a negative way to get views because they think the only way I'll get views is if I shit on this person or if I put this person down or if I expose. Like, I feel like TikTok is a very, like, let me expose this influencer for, like, being rude to me when in reality, like, they just got broken up with and they're sad and they were trying to get their smoothie.
Which,
like, do you know what I mean?
But that does work. But the difference between my content and that content, they will get those viral videos, the comments, the engagement. They will get followers, but those followers aren't following for
They're
the
empty.
Creator.
Yes.
Exactly.
They're empty followers and it'll only, it's not long lasting.
Yeah. And you know, I was thinking about this the other day and how people are so upset that I'm like so kind and positive when talking about things. So it's like, oh my God, get a life. But I was thinking, I'm so happy that I am that way and I'm talking about, even though when I started it, I met Kim once, the Kardashians, no clue who I was, but I acted like they did. Like if they saw that, I would not want them to be like, oh my God, this person's out there talking this, that. Like, they don't even know me.
Well, you're being smart.
Yes.
You know?
But I'm happy that I have the mentality of act like these people are your best friends because you don't want to be out here the person that's, like, talking shit on all these celebrities. Because then what? When those celebrities do meet you, you switch real quick and then you delete the picture, you apologize for what you said, and then it's like, where do you stand?
Well, I love it so much because it's just... it's so cool seeing someone, first of all, like create content about their passion and it performing well. Like that's the ultimate, because everyone's like, be yourself and then it'll hit and it really has for you.
Oh my God,
Which is amazing. And then also just, it's fun to watch someone who's interested in something. I always say interested people are interesting to watch. And it is inspiring because I feel like sometimes it's easy to like, talk shit to get views or whatever. But what you've done and the brand you've created has been so fun to watch.
Oh, man, I did.
Because you've grown so much since I even met you.
It's like I'm like my own reality show.
Yes. How much have you grown, do you think, since in last April?
Oh, my. Well, last April, that was when I started with E! News. So I had 400,000.
Okay.
So imagine you guys, I'm filming these TikToks. I'm just like, I don't chase, I attract. What's meant for me will simply find me. And I'm just posting these videos every single day. I'm like, everyone's DMing me all the time, like, we want to see know your opinion on this. We want to see this. We want to see that. And then E! News reached out to me because of my TikToks.
Amazing. How did they reach out?
They DM'd me on Instagram.
Get out.
Yeah, they're like, we have this new Kardashian show we want to do. We think you'd be perfect. So TikTok, I just started. And then the show is coming out in April. So January-ish, I'm like auditioning for this E! News show.
Oh, my gosh.
And then once the press event that day, Amanda Not Scheming Not Fat was there.
No way.
My co-host, the first time I met her.
Oh my gosh. I don't know that I ever met her there.
Yeah, she was, I'm not for sure.
I'm dying to meet her though. She seems awesome.
Oh my God, the best. But so she was there, and then Thursday was the premiere.
Get out.
The event. I was not invited to that. She was there with Hulu. Then Monday we filmed the first episode of Cards Catch Up for a Thursday release.
Oh my gosh.
So I had like the most epic Kardashian and she had an epic Kardashian week. So I will be forever like indebted to the Kardashians because I mean they are the reason I am where I'm at and working for my dream job.
Well, I'm sure they're just as grateful for you and your your positivity and spreading like as everything that you believe is actually mm-hmm. true. Yes. I feel like you really do your research.
100%.
And it's not what you believe is true. It's what is actually the fact. And I think that is really cool. I feel like they really appreciate people like you or creators like you because they get so much slander.
Oh, beyond. And like, that's the thing.
People use their name to slander or to get views.
I've realized that now. It's like, I'll say something and it's like, taken way out of context where it's like, you guys, it's a joke. I'm just a Kardashian super fan, like trying to make funny videos.
Yeah, but
they take it so personal because it's the Kardashian haters that now can't stand me. And I even think I'm just like in my own bubble. I can't focus too much because I know I'm like loved deeply on TikTok, but those people don't always comment. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like mm-hmm. the haters, they comment hard. But,
that's so true. Even like myself, I watch almost every video and I'm a fan, but it's not like I'm commenting on everyone.
Exactly.
That's a good thing to
who
remember.
Who has time? I mean, I'm really out here consuming content on my alone time and my me time. Mm-hmm. I will comment on something if it's epic, but it's like I see plenty of your videos. I see tons of people's videos that I'm not like just commenting on always. Mm-hmm. But it comes with the territory, and like I just have to tell myself, like, you manifested it, bitch. So buckle up.
Okay, so the road to a million, I really want to mm-hmm. talk about your strategy and like the brains behind how did you get there? Like, were you being strategic? Were you just being yourself? Like, tell me everything and behind the consistency, like what made you do that?
So I am a Capricorn. Okay. And I'm just like a workaholic. Yes. But I set my goal. I was like, you have to post every single day. I just want to see what will happen.
Okay.
Because it was to the point where it's like, oh, I work for E! News now. Like, I've been posting every day since December 3rd. So I hit 10,000 on October, but I would take some days off. December 3rd, I was like, okay, I counted back every single day. And then I was like, I want to see what happens. There was no strategy, no nothing other than just posting every single day. And I think that's...
Just once.
I just wanted one video a day. But and obviously, when like Met Gala was happening, I'd post 40.
Okay, I was going to say, sometimes would you do... Like, if you had an extra video, would you just post it? Or would you wait it?
I never batch content, ever.
Really?
I'm not a batcher. Because I just feel like, unless it's like a super evergreen topic, but I'm like, that's not me. Like, I thank God for E! News because they give us clips from the show. So, like, that's my batch content. So, like, on the weekends, I'll just post maybe once and be done. But never, ever, ever batch content.
Okay.
Like,
so
it's just real.
So, you're filming every day?
Every day.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, my views are my income. Like, I do not do brand deals, really. I don't do a lot. Like, my views are my income.
Oh, my gosh. On TikTok?
Yeah.
So, are you making good money from just posting?
Yeah. My views are, like, thank God for TikTok Creator Fund. I know people are like, oh, the Creator Fund sucks. I'm like, well, you don't post.
No way.
Yes.
Good for you.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, I've never had a slow month.
What do you think is the most you've made from one TikTok?
I mean, that's the crazy part. Because, like, there'll be days that I'll make, like, I made, like, $600 in one day on the Creator Fund.
Uh-huh.
And some people, that's their year.
Yeah.
On Creator Fund.
Yeah.
But it's, like, you have to think about it. I have videos that it's a topic everyone wants to know about. And it's a consistent, like, that video, the lifespan's, like, 3 months. So that video could go viral the next week.
That's crazy.
My content
could have a
never
shelf life.
Sits. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you're not really doing deals. I didn't even think about that.
No. So my first, you're going to die. Oh my God. I literally cannot even believe it. My first brand deal was at 600,000 followers, $500. And I didn't even negotiate.
No.
I did it all myself. And they're
cool,
like,
so you're kidding.
We'll give you 500. I'm like, perfect. Like, I didn't even come
you're
back.
You're kidding.
Swear to God.
And you didn't have a manager, I'm assuming.
No manager.
Okay.
No.
Well, I mean, how would you know?
How would I know? But that never was my goal. I think that's why my strategy. It was not about the money. It was, I want to work on E. I want to be a host. I want to be this. I want to be that. And it
worked.
It planned out.
Yeah. And now
so
E
I was
pays
working
you.
Bloomingdale's, TikTok, and E! News, all three at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I would be in the back stock room like, oh my God, I remember when Kanye crashed the birthday party for Chicago and Stormy.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the back stock room my entire shift and just filming. Like, I was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm at work. I have to do this video. And like
Get
the
out.
Whole shift, every shift, something broke. I was in the back stock room right
Get
away.
Out.
Swear to God. Like, my coworkers were like, ride or dies. They'd be like, oh, he's in the bathroom or, oh, he's taking a 10.
Get out.
Swear to God.
And you were just like filming
in the back
stock room.
Just
giving the like facts or doing the news.
Like, I remember when I first started, I did a Christmas list. I was like, this is what I want for Christmas. So if you're Kris Jenner or Santa, like, keep watching. If not, peace. And Skims DM'd me, Good
Get
American
out.
DM'd me, Poosh DM'd me, and I'm at work just like, oh my God, like, I made it. Like, this is just the most fun thing in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I'm like forever grateful for Bloomingdale's because it was a job that was like, I knew when I worked there, it was a stepping stone. Yeah. It never was my career, but I'm happy that I treated it like a job. But when time was like, I'm on my way out, it was like, I'll go to the back soccer.
Well, that's always the best, is having a job that is so good that takes you away from the last job. Because that's, you know, that's the goal of life, is just to keep leveling up.
But it got to the point where I couldn't even work a shift without people coming in.
Oh, get out.
For pictures. I worked in Glendale, Armenia, like the land of their people.
Shut up.
Oh my God, I was a celebrity at Bloomingdale's. And I'm like, you guys, like, you want to buy some good American? Like, I was trying to get Chloe those money.
Out.
I mean, it was the best.
You were like trying to get your commission and Chloe the
and
money.
And mind you, I'm in all black. I just like looked so like wrecked at work because I was just like, who cares?
Yeah.
But now we're like the glitz and the glam.
Yeah,
honey.
Every day. We had our glow up.
Yeah.
Okay, so your strategy was, I'm going to post every day.
Yeah.
When did you start seeing growth? Like quite a bit
That's
of growth.
That's the thing with me. It's constant growth. I don't have to wait for it. I don't have to watch for it. Like, I just do my thing. My videos hit when they hit, and that's that. Like, I'd never deleted a video in my life. I mean, there's a couple of people didn't like, so I deleted. Or if I was like, oh, like I made fun of Scott a little too hard there, I'm going to delete that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't sit well with me. But never, ever, ever focus on views. Like, I remember it was 2021. I was like, I want to hit 50K by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I hit 100K. Like that. Because I did Raiding the Kardashians wrapping paper. So it's like,
that's
my most viral video ever.
I remember that video.
So, and then it was just like, oh, I don't even care. But it was just like, oh, cool. Like I hit 900 or, oh, I'm like at a million. Like a million was like, that's my goal. And I hit that New Year's Eve, like the day before.
Get out.
Yeah. So I'm starting the year off as a millionaire. Thank God. It feels so good.
You started posting in December consistently.
Yes.
And then when did you hit like 100K? What month?
December.
That's right.
Yes.
So you just said that.
October 2021, I hit 10,000. I told myself I want a million view video on Instagram and TikTok. I want 10,000 on Instagram, 10,000 on TikTok. Like that's my goal. So I guess I did set goals, but I never was like, what can I do to reach them? It was always just like post, like just be yourself and post the content you want
to
watch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then so when you have to post once a day, is that like your number one priority of the entire day?
And if I don't do it, I'm like, well, not. I had the most anxiety planning lunches, trips, anything, because I'm like, I do not know what the Kardashians are going to put me through today. So I just want to be home on my phone ready for whenever anything happens.
Get out.
Swear to God. I'm like still to this day, I'm like, I knew about Khloé's surrogacy prior. Someone told me.
Yeah, through a DM. I heard this.
So I'm like, I knew about it, but I didn't know when it was coming. And imagine I'm like over here on TikTok, like, you guys, Khloé's accepting a baby, a surrogate. Like, I could have done that.
For that's
the
crazy.
Amount of billion, that would have been a billion view video.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. So, but then it's like, when is it coming? Like the anxious of like, Khloé, like that's when I wish they would just shoot me a quick text. Like, buckle up, bitch. Like,
that would be amazing.
I posted a video being like, they're so quiet, something's coming. The next day, Kanye West, secret married. Like,
get out.
I'm like so in tune with them.
You're like in sync.
Yeah.
You're like cycle sisters.
We're cycle sisters with a K. Yes.
Cycle sisters with a K.
But that's my main priority. Like just filming every day.
Okay. And is this something, I want to know your routine. Are you waking up and you're brainstorming an idea or looking, like tell me.
I wake up and like I want to start being more active and like doing things for my sanity and self.
Okay.
But really my week is prioritized around when I'm getting a spray tan.
Okay.
Hand to God. Like,
which, by the way, what color are your sheets?
They're like dark green.
Okay.
I would never in my life have white sheets.
Yeah, that's
wearing
scary.
White is my biggest fear in life. Truly. Like, I never want to get married because of it. Just kidding. I do. But yeah, I just lay in bed, wake up. I've been, like, better at not checking my phone right away. But
What time do you wake up?
Whenever the sun tells me to.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't set alarms.
Okay. No. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, there would be times where I would sleep and I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, my God, Kanye posted a million things about Kim. And I log on and it's, like, 4,000 comments of, like, where are you, where are you, where are
Stop.
You, where are you? Swear to God. Like, I need to get on the Kardashian wake-up schedule.
No, I need them to text you.
I know. Give me a call. No, FaceTime me, bitch.
Yeah,
yeah,
literally.
I want to be on, like, one of those, like, they're all sitting there. The FaceTime rings, yes. I answer. Thank you. I don't even say anything. Just look at me like it's coming.
Oh, my God. So you wake up, and then you're kind of, like, seeing what the news is or what the vibe is?
Yeah, so I'll go to their Instagram. I'll do some searches, and then it'll be like, okay, Kim posted this. Like, at least I'm going to talk about that today. Mm-hmm. But it always just snowballs into something else. Like, they are constantly headline after headline after headline. And I think it is fun to do videos, too, where it's like, only I would notice this or, like, a fan would notice. So those videos I like to do. But, yeah, it just depends. Like, I'll just wake up to see what are they doing today.
Do you ever have like a brainstorm session with yourself where you're like, oh, I think that would be a good idea? Or is it just very spur of the moment?
I think they just come to me and then it's like, if I don't do it then, I never do it. So it's like, I write it down, but I never will follow back. I have to do it right then and there.
Okay.
And then if my thing is, if you're thinking it, someone else is too. And I hate when it's like, oh, I had that same thought or theory. And then now that video is 2 million views and I'm over here like, well, I can't talk about it now.
Because, yeah.
Because they're going to think I copied.
Oh.
Yeah. So but it's fun though, because it's a topic that I never get bored with.
Uh-huh.
And I know is constant. Like,
there's always something going on with them.
Always.
It's insane. And God forbid, there's so many of them.
They take 3 months off. I'll go back and rewatch the episodes and I'll have content for millions of years.
Yeah, like, you're so right.
I'm never, ever going to be bored when it comes to the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. So once you have your video up, are you, first of all, you film it and then are you editing in the app?
In the app, the app.
Are you filming in the app?
Everything in the app.
Really?
I think maybe that would be a tip, because if you're not using the app, why would the app want to use you?
Oh, true.
Oh my God, use me, TikTok, please, because you changed my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like they push more content creators that are actually using
their
app.
Using it in the app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you're editing and immediately uploading?
Immediately. Like, I don't, yeah, even like if I'll be like, oh, I have 6 videos to film, I'll post them all in an hour.
Okay.
Not, you don't like, overthink, it takes me longer like, than an hour, but
the time.
No,
or
I just
like
post
that.
It. So I'll be like, oh, like people will be like, you stay up so late. Like, yeah, I work my 9 to 5. I'm now at home. I'm like up till 3 a.m. filming, editing and posting, which I kind of feel like when you post late at night, you get your like your people to watch it. And then when everyone wakes up, it's like, oh, a new video. Like, I get to go to Game of Thrones account. Like, I feel like it's fun for them to like wake up to new content.
Yeah.
Because I'm like the most not a morning person, so I film at night.
Okay.
When I'm like, that's when I'm like ready.
Okay. And then when you film or when you upload, are you like in the comments immediately?
I stopped. I used to be. No, I never would comment right away. I don't like that.
Okay.
As a creator, I mean, I don't like to go to like, say you posted a video, there's 4 comments, and then you commented already on every single 4 responded.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like, well,
yeah, yeah.
She's not going to respond to me now.
Oh.
Or like, she's not even going to care. Like, at least I don't respond to comments really, because it gives me too much anxiety and it takes so much time, because I do post like 5 videos a day. It's a lot. I read them.
Now, are you posting 5 videos a day?
Oh, I'll post like 5, maybe 6, maybe 3. Like, it just depends on the day.
So you're very rarely just even posting 1?
Oh, never. Yeah. Well, how can I? There's 5 girls. I will say I need to show Kourtney Kardashian some love, because, honey, she does not get the screen time that the fans want.
Like Kim.
Yeah.
Kim,
oh, my God.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Kim, Khloe, Kylie, they are like top 3.
Oh my gosh.
It's
okay.
A lot. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. So you're not at Bloomingdale's anymore.
No. I quit Bloomingdale's. I'm trying to think. It was like a week before the premiere of The Kardashians. No. Season 2 premiere? I forget. People always joke and they're like, I love how your life revolves around when the
I think
Kardashians.
It had to have been season 2, because the premiere, the official premiere is when I met you.
Yeah.
And you
so
were still
that was the premiere.
There.
I was still working there. So it would have been season 2, like a week or 2
okay.
before. And yeah, that was what it was, because I was like, okay, the premiere for season 2 will be my last day. But then I was like, honey, I can't. So I did like a week before.
Oh my gosh, congrats.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else in your routine that is important to you besides getting the video up?
No, I just kind of go with the flow. Like, wow. I'm the biggest, like, I'm not going to ask you to hang out. You can ask me.
Oh, really?
Like, if you want to hang out with me, bitch, I'm so bored and lonely. Like, please.
Wait, why don't you ask people to hang out?
One,
if
I
you want to hang out?
I don't think people really like me. Like, I genuinely feel like I'm not cool.
Cole, I literally was.
I know.
When we were talking earlier, I was like, we need to hang out.
It is just like the most. I know people say that, but then, bitch, I never say we need to hang out. It's always people saying we need to hang out. And when
and
do
you're
we
like,
ever
why are you
hang
asking
out?
Me?
Yeah. But I think that's an internal I need to go to therapy for. But now that Kim said she doesn't like therapy, I'm like, I don't really like therapy.
Wait, you're
so,
kidding.
Oh my God, no, I need to.
But
know,
do you like it when people reach out?
Oh yeah, because I'm like, okay, cool, now I can plan around that. Like, I just hate making plans because my life is so inconsistent that it's like, well, you want me to hang out? I don't want to sit here and make a plan when I don't have plans in the first place.
Oh, that's fair.
Like, what am I going to do? Text you for 8 days to figure out a date? Like, I'm free. I'll make time. Like, if on Mondays I film with E, that's the last of it. Like, I just have to film some TikToks. I'll do it before, I'll do it after. Like, I'm just like easy.
What's it like working with E?
Oh my God. It's like so much more chill than I thought.
Really?
Like, I expected.
Are you going into NBC?
So we only, Amanda's in New York. So we film.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we film virtual.
Okay.
And so, which I love, because it's like the amount of time it takes to go somewhere. Like, that's mm-hmm. more work than just actually doing it.
It is.
And I like it because I'm in my space, my safe space.
Is on Zoom?
On Zoom. And we just like shoot the shit for like 2 hours.
Amazing.
Which we've gotten better. So my producer, Kate's going to be like, thank God. Because she used to have to sit there and edit through all of it. Now it's like we maybe an hour long of us talking, but we're getting much better at like getting to the point. But it is epic. I remember going to NBC for the first time and like just... I still to this day have not processed one thing that has happened to me because it doesn't feel real.
I mean, it's well deserved. I'm sure they're so happy to have you.
But they're epic. I love them. And like, it's like our like own little show. Like it's not, there's so many different things, but I love that it's like the people that run Cards Catch Up are like, I could text them, DM them, email them. It's not like this huge
That's amazing.
Thing. But I was a little shocked. I was like, oh my God, like there's not that many people in here. Like, why is it just like a few camera people and like a few employees and like the producers?
Yeah.
Like I expected it to be like this like huge production. Like I had no idea what the inside of E! News looked like, but it's just people working at their desks. But it's like so fun, like now getting to be on that side of it. Mm-hmm. But it definitely, and like I got to go to the Golden Globes as in the...
Which is amazing.
In the bleachers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Was that with E?
No, that was the hotel invited me.
Oh.
Yeah, so but I'm happy I got to do that because I got to see E! News on the carpet. I got to see everything. So it's like...
Oh. I got you to need experience to be on the carpet.
One day.
I want to be on the carpet too. So maybe we can be...
Twins.
Carpet sisters.
Oh, my God. And it, like it'll get there. I think we are now the new... host. Like I always was I was always like Julianne and Ryan, like Mario, like
the best.
Maria Menounos, like icons. Mm-hmm. Now there's no icons.
I know.
Because no one's tuning in. So I think we are becoming the TikToks. Mm-hmm. Like when like for Kardashians, like my opinion's the most important on TikTok.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
People want to know what I have to say. So I think we are now gonna be the icons because we have that recognition on social media.
I think also now a lot of traditional media hosts unfortunately just don't understand our language and they don't have it. Like they're not making like the Debbie Ryan reference and like being like slay the house down boots. Like it's just things that like we say and it's second nature and things that you say and like it's like the little like TikTok language and quirks and things. It's just hard to teach that.
And it's like hard because it's like they're still in the it's for television, it's for this.
Yes.
Where it's like you need to kind of branch out even more.
It's like, no, it's for TikTok. Like the only red carpet
stuff you watch is TikTok.
The entire award show I'm watching on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it on the network.
No. Like I still tune into E! From the live from the red carpet because it's just so iconic. And I obviously just like
But I wish they did live
on TikTok.
Yes. I wish it was just live on TikTok.
I know. You think that would be possible to just do it? Like just instead of your phone here, just turn
it. At least have the traditional media host, and then at least have two TikTokers hosting the TikTok live.
Yes.
Right?
I know. I'm excited
I'm like,
for the future.
Come on, E.
Me.
E, hello.
No, I am excited. And like, how lucky am I that my first hosting gig is an E! News show.
Like, also, E! Is like, it's the dream.
The dream.
Yeah.
With an E, literally.
Dream with an E.
Yeah.
Dream
I made
K.
a full cake that said, everything's better, and it was with a K, but then I put red over the K and then E.
Cute.
I'm like such like... I'm like a Kardashian. Like, I had to.
Yeah. So where does your show live?
YouTube.com, Cards Catch Up. It's on Keeping Up with the Kardashians YouTube page.
Like, oh, my God, amazing.
So when the Kardashians left E!, they were like, well, what are we going to do? We have all this seasons of Kardashians, a recap show. So technically, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is now Cards Catch Up.
Oh, my gosh, amazing.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, my God. Like, my job is on Keeping Up with the Kardashians YouTube. It gets so cool.
So, Colt, I want to know your... encounters with the Kardashians.
Yes.
Like, obviously, you had the super fan moment, but now I feel like you are at this level where it's like they are your equal in a way. So, that being said, like, are you getting invited to all this stuff now? Have you ever chatted with them in the DMs? Like, give us the tea.
I am the most, like, chill human. People think I'm just like this, like, sign up for a stalker alert. Like, that's what people think. But I've never...
No, you really are chill.
I've never DM'd the Kardashian. Like, I DM'd Khloe early on as, like, no need to respond. Like, just thank you for commenting on my videos because you've pushed me into a new stratosphere on TikTok.
Yeah, you have.
Like, she's my bestie. Like, we're social media besties.
Yeah, you are besties.
But I never DM. I kind of just, like, wait for Khloe to comment. And she comments all the time on Instagram.
Get out.
Yeah, all the time.
Does she follow you on Instagram?
No. But I like that and prefer that because then I know every day when she wants to see, search, she has to type it in. Like, that to me is way more iconic than a follow.
She doesn't post or she doesn't comment on your TikToks?
No, the Kylie Jenner just commented on my TikTok the other day.
Oh yeah, what did she comment again?
She commented because it was me obsessing over her boobs.
Oh.
And then she commented like a laughing face and a kissy face.
Oh, I love her.
But then Kendall just liked my video where it was on Big Fan competing against Kim. So like, and I don't check notifications. Yeah, she liked it. Like it popped
up. They definitely all talk about you.
Oh, they're obsessed with me.
They're probably like,
me.
Did you see gay man with his spray tans like TikTok? They like, probably send it in their group chat.
Group chat.
Isn't that insane?
No, I can't think about it.
Oh my God.
I just like, I'm obsessed with them. So
but
I know.
But you're not DMing. You've never DM'd any of them.
No.
Did Chloe respond when you DM'd her?
No. And then my account got taken down. But it was like, oh man, don't even get me started on that.
Okay.
But it got taken down. So then when I met her, I was like, girl, like I didn't block you. She's like, no, I know your account got deleted. Like I was depressed for you. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Like,
oh my God. So yeah. She keeps up.
She keeps up. She's prepared. She knows. She's, yeah. And like she's, out of all of them, shows me the most love.
Love
and
her.
And I love her for that. So, but Kim, we found out she doesn't really use Instagram. She doesn't read comments. She commented on my picture when I met them all.
Uh-huh.
So it started, I was afraid to meet them.
Yeah.
Because I was like, once I do that, like, I'm maxed. Like, Game of the Spray Tan's over.
Yeah, like, you, what do you have to
like,
look,
what do I have to build
look
up
forward
for?
To. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
My fans want me to meet them so bad. And once
did you
I meet
any of them at the event we were at?
No, I saw Kylie.
Okay, you saw Kylie.
Yeah, saw Kylie. And then, which I was okay with. I know people on TikTok were like, I cannot believe they didn't meet Game of the Spray Tan or anyone. But I was like, you guys, this gives me a couple more months. Like, I'm good.
Genuinely, I was so happy to just be there. Like,
beyond. It was the most
epic
experience.
Obviously, I would have died to meet them, but I saw Chris.
Okay.
But I didn't see anyone else.
I saw Kim as soon as I walked in.
She was in the silver, right?
Silver, so tan. And I would, like, saw her, like, walking down the stairs. I was like, like, I did not know if they were going to be there.
She, like, literally knows who you are.
Oh, beyond. Like, yeah. That's the craziest part.
That's crazy.
Is they genuinely like, it's not just this random
they
fan.
Know you. They're probably like, oh, did you see Colt's video today? Isn't that crazy? Oh
my God. Well, obviously with Northwest over here,
okay,
using
yeah,
all
yeah.
my
speaking
sound.
Of, yeah, yeah, that's God. Another thing. Okay, so Northwest TikTok. Mm-hmm. Let's
Kim
talk
and
about it.
Yeah, basically, yeah, you're correct. It's Northwest TikTok.
But it's called Kim and North. Mm-hmm. And Kim has her own TikTok.
Yes.
But she doesn't really post much on it.
She started
recently.
Now posting both. Like, she'll post a video to both.
Well, how funny was her that one video with the makeup and the millennial pause?
Yes. I love a
She's
good millennial
funny.
Pause. No, I say this, and everyone reads me for filth. Kim is the funniest
She's
Kardashian.
She's a comedian.
No, she, it's, and what I love about her is.
I think Kylie's funny,
too. It's her sense of humor.
Yeah.
But it's. Universally funny. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not trying. Like,
no, she's hilarious.
She's just genuinely so funny.
I think Kylie's secretly funny too, but she's like, I think it's harder, me actually, you know, I think it's harder for her to like break down her celebrity wall.
Well, and she doesn't want to be a celebrity.
No.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
talked about it and like, she obviously loves it. They all love it. Who wouldn't? Like, but it does come with a lot. And I think I was happy to, at that Kylie Cosmetics event, get to meet Kylie, and Stormy brought her up to me. Like, it was this whole like, and I think that made her so much more relaxed.
Wait,
too.
Wait, what? Stormy?
Yes.
What?
Stormy, baby.
Did she recognize you?
Stormy knew who I was.
No.
Like, I'm standing there waiting to just be polite and ask for a picture.
What did she say? What did
she
Stormy
looks
say?
At me, she taps her nanny's shoulder, and she's like pointing at me, and my friend's like, look.
I'm get
like,
out.
And do not. Oh my God. I did a Stormy baby.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I'm like the most embarrassing thing
what
ever.
What did she do? Is she not the cutest?
She was so cute, so coy. Like, I'm like, do you know who I am? And she's like,
no.
Swear to God.
No.
And then it was just a mumbo jumbo of people. So I like leave. And then Kylie's hand in hand with Stormy walking up to me. And she's like, did my daughter just bring me to you? I'm like, oh my God, she did. Like, she knew who I was. Like, I was like goo goo gaga over Stormy, like recognizing me. So I'm like, okay, Kylie watches my videos or the nanny, but Stormy for sure does.
Wait, so was that the first time you had ever like been face to face with a Kardashian?
So I saw Kylie at exiting Hyde nightclub when I moved here. Like, we were like I was like trying to get in behind the rope.
Oh,
and
so
she
when you
leaves.
Were way younger.
Yeah, nobody. Okay. Like, just moved straight to LA. No, I wasn't even posting on social. Like, just saw her.
Amazing.
But this was the first time. The week prior was Kendall's event. So I got to meet Kendall. I met Chloe.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And that was not filmed. So it was kind of just like, for me, I'm so grateful that that was my first experience.
Yeah.
Because
less pressure.
The second event, Kylie Cosmetics, the cameras are there. It was like,
you came in
with the spray tan. Like,
yeah.
It's not really your Colt Paulson, like, oh my God, my mom's here with me. Like, I'm so excited to be here. It's your game with the spray tan. Cameras are here. Like, you're in the same outfit as
Turn
Chloe and Chris. Like, let's go.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so you met, how was meeting Kendall? How was meeting
Kendall
everyone?
Kendall is so chill. Like, like they're just like they are on the show. Like,
I
genuinely.
I love Kendall. I feel
oh
like
my gosh.
Kendall gets a lot of shit.
She's
I
a cool
love
girl.
Her.
And she's like a shy girl. Like the second event.
She seems so nice and chill.
Yeah. She was so sweet. And I just went to an 818 Pride. So I was like, thank you so much for like letting me go. Like that was so much fun. The second event, she's like, you're here. Like she was excited to see that I was there. Oh man, I'm forever grateful. But yeah, Chloe was super cool. She was chill. Like I don't ask questions. Like I think that's my biggest downfall. Is I do not ask questions.
When you meet them?
Yeah. Like I never asked them anything.
So are you just like, hi, like it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, or... I'm just like, oh my God, like your hair looks amazing. Or like we talk about things, but I'm not over here like asking questions. Like,
yes. Okay.
Well, I would never.
Well, I also think that's just normal of you. Yeah. Like it's not like I meet someone for the first time and I'm like, so what actually happened when your baby daddy did this? Like shit like that. Yeah. People don't. That's
I will
not normal.
Say I am upset I didn't say to Chloe, congrats on the baby. Still, I did it twice. I missed my opportunity. But Chloe,
I'm sure she knows that you are excited for her.
Beyond. But she posted me to her Instagram, no questions asked. Like she saw me and instantly pulled out the camera and was
no,
like,
get
oh my
out.
God, swear. And that I gained like 16,000 followers on Instagram that night.
No way.
Yeah.
They're influenced.
And like, yeah, you want to know brands. My page, 100,000 views from Chloe Kardashian tagging me.
That's crazy.
16,000 followers. Which obviously the people that follow Chloe probably know who I am. But it is fun to like be on the other end. Is like, oh my gosh. Like when they do tag a brand, like it is a big payday for them.
That's amazing. Okay, so when Kylie though, when you have the video and she's whispering in your ear, did she tell you her kid's name? Oh
my, well, of course she did.
Did she actually?
I mean, if she... okay, I'm trying to deliver this joke to be a comedian.
Okay.
She went like this. So all I heard... was the air.
Oh!
So she did tell me the
so
name.
So she went.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the only thing in my ear was air. So she
and
did
so
tell
she
me.
Did tell you.
Yeah. But you want to know what's funny about that? Mm-hmm. Is we filmed Rise and Shine. Well, first I was going to have her do a Stormy Baby. The lighting was trash. So we started over. I was like, just let's do Rise and Shine. So she's like, okay. Then she does it. And
she
then,
was like, I'm usually make people pay for that.
And I'm not joking. I was like, like, girl, I thought it was okay for me to ask. Like, I was like, I didn't really understand she was joking.
Oh, you didn't understand that that
yes,
was a joke.
I was like, well, maybe she's now like, but that's her sense of humor. And like, in the moment, I'm like, I don't want to upset her. But then after, I would have totally forgot my friend that was with me. She's like, you need to ask her to do the baby name. So I was Kylie, can we do, this is my, if you guys want to film videos with anyone, you have to say these words because it worked with Food God too.
Oh, wow. That's great advice.
I say, I would love to do a TikTok. Like, I think it'll go viral. And Kylie's like, what? I'm like, can you just do this? And then I'll just put some text above it. And she's like, you're going to say she told me. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay. And then we did it. And it was that. That was that. Like, there was no like, oh my gosh, what's the baby's name? Like, I'm not going to hound someone.
That's genius.
But I got the moment. I mean, it was picked up by every news outlet ever.
Uh-huh.
And she did tell me the baby's name. Like, it was air. Like,
was
you
air.
Guys, so... I wasn't lying.
That's crazy.
But it was for me, I did not think people would really think it was real. But people were really like invested. And then I was like, what do I do? Like, do I just say it or do I go along with it?
No, dead ass until this moment right now. Yeah. I was like, did she tell him?
So I just did a video the other day being like, okay, here's the unedited clip.
No, I saw it.
And are you?
Yeah.
Is that a chicken? I still cannot get over
chicken?
How funny that is.
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious.
So we might keep that going. We'll post a couple more. But at this point, I'm just happy that it's finally out there because it's been almost a full year.
Which, like, in-person experience of meeting all of them was your favorite?
I think Kylie, just because of how much fun we had.
And she filmed a lot
with
you.
And she filmed a lot. We took pictures. We talked. Yeah. Like, it was a moment. And I think that was the Kylie we all love, is the fun, playful Kylie. No, beyond. But I think the moment of... I mean, that whole day will be like the most epic thing. Like the fact that me, Chris, and Chloe were all in the same outfit.
Amazing. Chris is like my favorite.
Kim taking the picture. Like it was just like iconic. And then when I was talking to Courtney for the first time, like she's hand in hand with Travis. Like, do you want to meet Trav? I'm like,
oh my gosh. Do you want to meet Trav?
Yeah. Like identical to the show. And I think that's what's also fun when you see the cameras.
Yeah.
Because you are watching a show. Like, you are living an episode.
You're living it.
I was like watching, looking, and I was like, oh my God,
and you're
like,
on
I'm
it.
On the show. Yeah. Fingers crossed they air that episode.
Oh, they definitely will.
Who's to say, though? Their timeline is so off.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't even shown the wedding.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. And you would say you resonate with Kim the most.
I was a Kim. Now I'm a Chloe because I understand how stressful social media is. I always thought you could do this. Like, whatever anyone says, it's not going to affect you. Like, you're Kim. no, bitch, I'm a Chloe. Like, I need to just be, I'm a little sensitive with
what, K. What affects you the most?
I think I'm getting better, and this is my new mantra. Oh my God, like, you, not you getting the real call. I literally go, marhaba.
Okay.
Which, that was Kim in Dubai coming out to thousands of people at the Dubai Mall.
Get out.
She says marhaba. So, which is like hello in Arabic.
Okay.
So that's my new mantra. Like, whenever I'm sad, I just, marhaba. And then I open my eyes and it's like the people that really do love me and support me. Like, thousands of people that are just there that ride for me.
I love it.
So marhaba.
So is it like comments that get you?
It's
or
comments,
what?
But what's annoying is people genuinely think that I'm just over here driving by their house, trying to get into
being
the
like
gate.
Creepy. Like,
my video is just a fun content video. Like, nothing is to be taken serious. And like, when I'm done posting,
I've literally never thought that in my life about you.
Well, that's the average human being. Like, normal people with a K.
Yeah, normal like, people with a K think that.
But the people that want to post, want to have the followers, want to have the likes and engagement, like, they're upset that I just get to be over here doing fun videos about the Kardashians and to them, I've made it, which I have.
Wow.
But you can do it too. Like, find your topic and post.
Yeah.
But it just gets annoying when it's like, no, that's not true. Like, didn't you watch my video 2 months ago? Like, they don't keep up.
Mm.
Keep
and
up.
They don't know the real
they
you.
Don't know the real
They only
me.
See the one that randomly comes on the For You page.
And it's like, what? My videos are less than a minute and I post 5 a day. So that's 5 minutes mm-hmm. of my life. And I'm like over here like this terrible human compared to them.
Do you know Bran on TikTok? I think it's Bran Flakes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I just met him.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
Yes.
Did you meet him when he was here?
He was at an event. So Drew Afuela's podcast.
Oh,
we met them.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I was like, oh, she got another TikToker.
I was literally
TikToker.
With him that day.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got lunch. But he said something to me that really resonated with me, and I think it'll resonate with you. Mm-hmm. He's so fabulous. I love him and need him on the show. But basically, he was saying, we were talking about like how to deal with what you're talking about, like hate comments, people that don't understand you or don't get it. And just sometimes it's hard. It's a hard job sometimes. And he was saying the one thing he tries to tell himself is, yes, that comment hurt me and it made me upset. Because a lot of people are like, I don't care what people say. And he was like, no, I care. That hurt me. But my mantra is it's not going to stop me.
Oh my God, I love that.
Which I was like, I don't know why. It's so simple, which is why it probably mm-hmm. hit for me. It's like light bulb went off in the head. And I was like, I love that. Because I think a lot of people are like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I am like, I'm such a hard ass. Like, nothing that anyone says bothers me. And he made it really realistic. And I resonated with it because I was like, yeah, that does bother me when someone says something mean. But it's not going to stop me.
No.
From posting the next thing. Which I think is really important.
Yeah.
To remember.
Well, and the people that are commenting those things don't know you.
No.
Your followers know you, and that's why you get all the.
And that's why you have followers.
I'm the biggest believer if it was not for TikTok. Like, I had the faith in myself and I knew one day I would be here, but it's because of the people that follow me that wanted me to be here too.
Mm.
The more people you have that know you and see you and appreciate you, the universe is gonna allow you to win those blessings because it's saying, hey, you're putting in this work and you have people that really want to see you win.
Yeah.
And that's when you win. Like, you're never going to win by yourself. You have to be the type of person that, like, people want to see you win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow,
you know
I love
I mean?
That.
So
speaking of that, do you have any advice for someone, like, think of little Colt that, you know, wants to grow a following, wants to have an online persona, wants to be a host? Like, what advice would you have someone that's like, oh, it's so embarrassing when I post TikToks, like people at my school make fun of me or they're not hitting or, you know, I've been trying for a year and it's not working. Like, what advice would you give someone?
I am working on this still, but you know what you're supposed to do. You have that intuition to do it. So you have to do it. If you don't, someone else will take that spot. Like, I feel like I knew I needed to post every day. I knew I needed to just cut the bullshit, be myself, talk about what I want to talk about, not care about what people think. But I never allowed myself to do that until it was like the pandemic, like, oh shit, like, gotta do it now. Yeah, nothing to lose now. I'm not doing anything I like. So you know what you're supposed to do. And if you trust yourself, you'll win every time.
How do you get to that point where you can trust yourself?
You know, that's the part I don't know. I think people are built for it and people aren't. And you cannot be upset if you're not built for it. Just reevaluate how you're supposed to be. Like, I isolated. I literally for 6-7 months didn't hang out with anyone. I was just so focused on TikTok. I guess maybe that was my strategy of just like, I'm not going to go hang around with people I don't fuel me. Like, if I'm having to be the one to fuel you, I can't do it. So I think who you hang out with affects that. You need to make sure your energy and priorities are with what you see yourself in the future. But yeah, not everyone is made for it. And it's not that you can't become it. Someone told me it's like with athletes, like they go on like 6 month camps to prepare. Like if you want to do something, then treat it like that. Like this is just my content batching phase of
this
like
your training
6
camp.
Months. I'm training to be an influencer. I'm training to be a content creator. You see what hits and you continue to do what people want to watch. Don't be posting things if no one cares, because if there's like 5 comments of people really into it, then okay, that 5 is going to turn into 10.
Yeah.
12. But if you're getting zero, nothing, like your content needs to be talked about. People like it. People don't like it. But I think you are your own blockage of that, but it's also the people around you too.
Okay. That's really good advice.
Maybe that's why I don't like to hang out with people.
Because you don't want them to suck your energy.
Suck my energy. And like, I'm on such a level. Like, my elevator is at the top floor, honey.
Oh,
you can take
gosh.
The stairs.
I love
but
it.
But I'm here.
What type of person has the characteristics of having it?
When you don't have to ask questions and you just go with what you think. Like, I'm the type of person still to this day that I have to get approval. Like, oh I want to do this, but I need to see your opinion. And then it's like, well, I'm going to do what I want to do, but I just wanted approval. Like, if you're the type of person that doesn't need approval, you're already light years ahead of everyone.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, because you know your brand more than anyone and you know where you want to go. So, but I think
it's
also
a great point.
When you see the lights, like, I'm like, feel like positivity is my power, my superpower. And like, I'm, no matter what I do in life, it's always having fun, positive. So I'm never upset about anything because didn't work out, whatever. Like, it's not going to stop me.
You don't ever think it.
No. And I think I never, ever doubted myself once.
Really?
Ever. Oh, yeah. Ever.
What about people that do struggle with self-confidence? Do you have any advice for them?
I mean, if you just hang out with yourself, then you don't really have to worry about anyone else.
What other? Yeah. I feel like you're big on blocking out the noise.
But I think that's maybe my biggest, like, I'm like, okay, I'm by myself. That's fine. But I think, I don't know, self-confidence, I feel like no one has self-confidence. Like, you can't tell me everyone. Like, you have the face to show, okay, I'm doing okay, or I can work with it. I think that's the difference. You either can power through or you isolate and you just don't even acknowledge anyone's presence or go do things. Like, I never, ever stopped anything because I was, like, insecure or doubted myself. But obviously, I doubted myself every second of the way. And now I'm confident and comfortable enough to doing things. But when it first starts, I'm just trying to figure out how the heck I'm going to do it. Like,
yeah.
Put me in there. Okay, well, next time I know I'll do better, but this is just how I'm going to do it for the first time.
Yeah, that's
it's
amazing.
It's always just like getting comfortable.
Yeah. That's great advice. Do you have any moves you're trying to make this year in 2023 or New Year's goals?
You know, I think my big goal is I just want to be on an episode of The Kardashians. So,
oh my gosh, you so will.
Fingers crossed. I mean, they filmed, but I would love
they
to
would
like
be crazy
film with
to
them.
Not, they would be crazy to not have you.
That's my big move, yeah. But I think what I'm excited about is to show more of Colt, like personally.
Oh, I would love to see that.
But I like, people always say, are you going to talk about other topics? It's like, I don't really want to. Like, I'll talk about myself. Like, I don't want to be the person that's just, like, endlessly...
Like, talking about cooking all the time.
Talking
sudden.
About...
Yeah.
Or, like, any pop culture headline. Like, yeah, I have opinions, but I don't want to be the person that you go to where you have to talk about everything. Like, I'm fine in my lane of Kardashian, and then anything else on top of that is just, like, you get to see the real me.
Maybe you can try, like, showing a little more of yourself on a different platform, like YouTube or anything.
Well, at Colt Paulson's coming on TikTok.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Your own TikTok account.
I need to let people know my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does everyone just call you gay man with a
spray
tan?
I mean, the people that follow me know it's Colt.
Yeah.
Spelled with a C, not a K.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think that's the side. And I am excited to like find myself even more.
So do you have a strategy with that account? Or are you going to try and post once a day?
You know, I would love to do the once a day, but I know how hard that is and like how much pressure. I'm not putting pressure, and I'm just going to treat it like your close friends on Instagram.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like, here's my thought. And
that gets me so excited to watch
does
what
it?
You're. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, and I feel like
I don't know nearly as much about you as I would like to.
Yes. That's why I enjoy the podcast
and you're
side
so
of
fun.
It. Thank you. I love you.
Of course.
But yeah, I'm excited, but I'm also so scared. Like, that's, I think, my thing too. How lucky am I that I'm hidden behind a topic.
Yeah.
Hidden behind a persona. Like, I don't take really anything personal because it's not really towards me.
Yeah.
So I am like, applaud people who can just like talk about themselves, do those things, because a comment
is actually you. It's not a character.
So that's what's holding me back. So I think even though people are like, oh, you have all the confidence or this, like there are still things that people have to overcome. But just don't put pressure on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And watch Keeping Up. Like it makes everything so much better.
Yeah, of course. It's so good. I will say over winter break, I like had Keeping Up on, or actually The Kardashians.
Yep.
It was on and it was so funny. I like started watching it and all of a sudden like, my brother starts coming in the living room, is watching it.
Yes.
All of a sudden, my mom's coming in. I'm like, see, you guys like it too.
Yep.
And I got my mom all Skims for Christmas.
Oh, I got my mom Skims. I swear to God, it's the best.
She literally loves it.
Yep.
She's like in her PJs all
I got
the time.
My mom the duvet robe.
Oh!
And she literally is like so tiny in it, and it just looks like she's just like swarmed in a duvet.
I wanted to get my mom that, but it was sold out.
Well, I got it first, girl.
Hell yes, you did.
But you should. It's actually really epic.
Do they send you PR?
I just got a Skin by Kim PR. I think. Now it's like, oh, it's hit or miss. Okay. I'll get it PR before it launches sometimes. Sometimes it's after it launches. Kylie Cosmetics, I'm like for sure like on their PR list. Like,
see, I'm dying to get on that PR list.
Well, let me
see. I've only purchased.
Maybe I'll get you some Mary Jo lip for the new.
No, well, I would love.
Yeah, we need to do Mary Jo.
Yeah,
lip kit. Exactly. That's a brand deal that needs to happen.
I know. I would love that to do lip stuff with her. Anyway, Colt, it has been absolutely fabulous having you on the show. Thank you so much. For
I'm
coming.
Obsessed. Well, you know the only reason I really did come is because it's TK. So.
Well, I just adore you. I think you're such an awesome creator, and it's so fun to watch you grow and succeed and get all of the things you deserve. So where can everyone follow you?
Well, I live for you. Gay Man with a Spray Tan on TikTok, and then at Colt Paulson on Instagram, and then every Thursday, Keeping Up with the Kardashians YouTube on YouTube. Yeah, Cards Catch Up. We recap, and season 3 is coming.
Which is amazing.
So fingers crossed we'll be able to recap every episode.
And I'm not even kidding you. I was a Kardashian fan, like obviously before you, but you have like elevated my love for them. Oh. And my, no, like I'm like, what happened? I need to know.
Yeah.
And I need to see your reaction. And like, that is so cool how much you have pushed them in a positive light. And it's
I love
so
you.
Cool. Really, you've done so much for them in my eyes.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the best thing that I've ever accomplished is like really creating a Kardashian safe space. Mm-hmm. Like every celebrity, every show, they really, when you have a core following, like that's what makes you. And I think the Kardashians know how blessed they are to have such amazing followers. So I'm blessed to be accepted and embraced like a Kardashian. So
it reminds me of that Eleanor Roosevelt quote, which I say this a lot on this podcast, but it's, small minds discuss people, average minds discuss events, and big minds discuss ideas. And like you are always discussing like such positive things, like about them and ideas and fun. I don't know. I feel like I always think about that. I'm like, like I'm having such a small mind right now talking shit. And you're always like, when I do catch myself, you know, being negative. And that's like so rare to like be so positive on the internet. So that's so cool. Cheers to you. And everyone go follow him. And we love you guys so much. Be sure to make someone's day this week. I'll see you next week. Mwah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.